Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good day, Pastor Ngola.
Afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I am great.
Lovely, lovely. Has your day been good?
Yes, my day has been awesome.
Lovely. We thank God for that. Now, we want to understand salvation, and the Bible, directly links baptism to salvation. On Mark 16:16, it says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." And then we look at John chapter 3, verse 5. It says, Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, unless a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." But the thief on the cross was told by Christ that he would be with him in paradise, and he was not baptized. Today, we want to talk about the role of the Holy Spirit and the role of baptism in our salvation. And Pastor Ngole is here to do just that. And so I do hope that out there, you are actually going to be also sending your questions so that the pastor can actually also attend to them. And Pastor Ngole?
Yes, my leader.
Can you hear me clearer now?
Yes, I can get you clear.
Lovely. Did you hear my question?
Yes, I got your question. The question was, what is the role of the Holy Spirit in salvation?
Fantastic.
Yeah, just to begin with, even as I tackle the questions that will follow, just a short introduction to our lesson today. You see, salvation is not only about being forgiven, but it's also about being transformed, secured, and laid by God himself.
Mm-hmm.
And while salvation is entirely by grace through faith, God has ordained specific means through which we experience and grow in that grace.
Mm.
And the Holy Spirit is central to this process, and baptism serves as a visible testimony of the salvation that we have received. But can we be certain of our salvation? Is it presumptuous to say, "I know I am saved"? Scripture answers these questions with bold clarity, and God wants his children not only to be saved, but to know they are saved. Tackling the first question of today, what is the role of the Holy Spirit in salvation? You see, the Holy Spirit is the divine agent of salvation who works in every stage of our redemptive journey, from conviction to transformation. And Jesus described the Holy Spirit's convicting role in John chapter 16, verse 8, by saying, "When he comes," who? This is the Holy Spirit. "When he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Without this conviction, we would never see our need for Christ." Saying something also, once conviction occurs, the Holy Spirit regenerates the believer. Because Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3, verse 5 to 6, that unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. This rebirth is not self-willed. It is the Spirit's sovereign work that helps us, as Titus 3, verse 5 says. So we can say, after regeneration, the Spirit endures every believer. He becomes our constant companion, guide, and teacher. And in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 4, Paul says that believers are sealed with the Holy Spirit as a guarantee for our inheritance, a divine pledge that our salvation is secure.
Beautiful one. Now, what is the importance of baptism as it relates to salvation?
Okay, this is one of the questions that many Christians have wanted to know and discover, and I believe today we'll be able to know something about the importance of baptism as it relates to salvation. Now, I just want to begin with a statement. You see, baptism is not the cause of salvation, but the consequence of it. What do I mean? Baptism is a symbolic and public testimony of a believer's union with Christ. Romans chapter 3, chapter 6, verse 3 to 4 explains its meaning. It says, we were buried with him by baptism in death, in order that we too might walk in newness of life. So going under the water symbolizes death to sin, and rising from the water pictures resurrection to a new life. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Now, this doesn't mean baptism saves, but that it is the expected and obedient response to saving, to a saving faith. You see, in the early Christian church, conversion and baptism were closely linked as an outward act of commitment and identification with Christ and his church. So while our traditions see baptism as sacramental or maybe an evangelical theology, or maybe a sacramental, as we have said, evangelical theology and others affirm that baptism is a means of grace and not a cause of grace. It strengthens our faith, confirms community, community's identity, and it expresses obedience to Jesus' command. If a person has trusted Christ but has not yet been baptized, they are still saved. But baptism is an essential next step in spiritual obedience and public witness. So it is important in salvation.
I like what you're saying. So you're saying that, yes, baptism is important. However, salvation means that the acceptance of Christ as your personal savior, then you are saved. And then the next step that you need to take is baptism. And if you don't take that step?
If you don't take that step, it might mean maybe you are ashamed of the Savior that you have received. Because baptism, it's a public declaration to say, I now belong to Christ Jesus.
Okay, I get that. Now, when we get to baptism, you're saying that you get saved by accepting Christ, and then you can take the next step, and of course, which means that I then can be saved, even if I'm not baptized. I'm now thinking about the criminal on the cross.
Come again?
I'm now thinking about the criminal on the cross who was saved and yet not baptized.
Okay, okay. One thing we said about baptism is that, let me just repeat one statement that I said. I said, you see, while some tradition may see baptism as a sacramental, evangelical theology affirms that baptism is a means of grace and not a cause of grace. It strengthens our faith, confirms identity, and expresses obedience. And now, if a person has trusted Christ but has not yet been baptized, they are still saved. But we said if you have a chance, baptism is an essential next step in spiritual obedience and public witness. There is what we call spiritual baptism and water baptism.
Okay, all right.
Before water baptism, you must spiritually be baptized like the criminal on the cross who accepted Christ wholeheartedly but never received a water baptism.
So being baptized in the Spirit is basically to acknowledge that Christ is the Savior.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I wonder why is it called spiritual baptism? Because baptism is immersion, not so?
Okay, like we said, when we talk about baptism, it simply means you are buried with Christ and you resurrect with Christ. Now, that simply means you forget about your old way of life and you become a new person. a transformation of bearing your sins and resurrecting as a new person. Simply telling us to say baptism is not just symbolic, but it is real life. It helps us to understand, to say when you are baptized, you are a new person. But what does it mean? Baptism is the transformation of the old way of life to a new way of life.
I like that. I like that. Now, Pastor, before I let you go, what is the assurance of salvation? Can we be 100% sure of our salvation?
Thank you for that interesting question. Can we really be 100% sure of our salvation? Let me begin by saying yes. Believers can and should have assurance of salvation. Why? Because the Apostle John writes with confidence in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, and he says, I write those things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. Simply telling us to say, assurance is not based on emotion or performance, but it is based on the unchanging promises of God himself. These are the three main sources of assurance, say them. Number one, it's God's promises. John 6 verse 47 says, if God says, whoever believes has eternal life, then the believer rests on his word. Because God says, if whoever believes has eternal life, it gives us surety to say, if we believe, we have eternal life. Number two, it is the witness of the Holy Spirit, which is noted in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, where the Bible says the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. This inner testimony assures believers of their identity and inheritance. Number three point is also a transformed life. True salvation, you see, produces change. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And while sanctification is gradual, genuine faith bears visible fruits. Therefore, we can also talk about what Jesus says in John 10, verse 28 to 29. He says, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. The security of our salvation rests not in our grip on God, but in his grip on us. So, though believers may struggle or stumble, those truly saved will be preserved by the power of God himself, meaning we can be sure of our salvation by what the Bible says, if we truly believe.
And I like that condition, if we truly believe. And I think that's where the crux of the matter is, truly, 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 because it is truly believing that God sent his Son, that we may be saved through him. Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through. It's been a pleasure and always a pleasure to talk to you. We're going to be connecting with you once again tomorrow, same time and same place.
Thank you, and have a lovely day.
Lovely. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.